Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news that only you know. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Howdy.
Couple of Thursday fun facts. The first book Dr. Seuss wrote, Theodore Geisel, he ever published, it was a children's book. It was not a children's book. It was an edgy humor book.
Wait a minute. What? Start again.
The first book that he ever published was not a children's
book. Was not a children's
book. Yeah. It was an edgy humor book called The Pocketbook of Boners.
Oh, edgy humor book.
Oh, he just drew a bunch of boners.
You said edgy humor book, like teaching you humor.
Edgy humor.
Edgy humor book.
Got it. About boners.
Yep.
So Dr. Seuss just drew
no,
dicks.
I think they're jokes.
Boners. Oh, just
dick jokes.
Oh, like 1930s boners.
Yeah.
Kind of like smoking fags in the 30s was different.
Right. Louis the 19th served as the king of France for 20 minutes.
Then?
He took over the throne from his father on August 2nd, 1830.
At 6 p.m. and...
At 6:19.
And after about 20 minutes, he decided he didn't want to be king and abdicated to Henry V.
Wow. Over. In one-third of
Louis the 19th.
One-third of an hour, he decided this is too hard?
Yeah.
No,
which 19th. Has to be the quickest king, but I didn't check on that. Maybe someone got whacked when they're...
Yeah, like the day, like while they're being... But then would they have been king yet? Or they were king in like a battlefield... And then the next king got killed right behind that. They wouldn't have had him on the same battlefield. That's got to be the fastest death of a king. Ian's in here later. They know all their history. We'll find out.
When someone is in the dark for a long period of time, their sleep schedule adjusts to 36 hours awake, then 12 hours of sleep.
Remember I told you I saw that study
years ago?
Scientists
have no idea why.
They did that study with astronauts. They stuck them in a room with no sunshine.
Yeah.
And it was all artificial light. And after a while, and they kept him in there for months, and after even longer, it started pushing 40 hours, and they were getting delusional. 40 hours on, 8, 9 hours off, sleeping. For every 2 days, they'd sleep 9 hours, and they had no clue why, because we're so on the cycle of the sun.
Yeah, so they're saying...
About the same
day
thing.
Day and a half.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The song, Mana Mana.
Right.
Is associated with the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally written in Italy in 1968 for the soundtrack of a softcore porn movie.
What?
Is that right?
Wow.
That can't be right.
My sources do not
get
lie.
Get out of here with that.
Manamana.
Manamana.
But they, you take that part out of the...
Manamana. Well, you take Rolf the dog
out. Yeah.
But they're still saying manamana. I bet you it was an oral scene.
It is true.
And that's what your dad used to say. I was over there with your mom doing the old manamana. You know? Yeah. Hey, buddy. Spread those wishbones. This used to be porn music.
Hey, kids.
Roll over. It's time for the backdoor manamana.
It's just the grunts of a guy having sex, right?
Did you find the original?
The original?
That's Brady's dad's generation of porn music.
Speaking of dogs, according to a new survey, 51% of people say they've skipped a social event to spend more time with their dog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Megan and I say, let's just stay home with the dogs.
Survey also found that the dog helps them get through almost 5 stressful events every week. Or even major things like breakups, death of the family.
It's something that's a never-ending love. They love you no matter what. So it feels great to have them around. You're down. They're always feeling like, hey, I like you. Your dog never side-eyes
like you.
Okay? Like, you know what? No, not today. I don't want to be around you today. Your dog never does that. They're always happy to see you. It's the old Patrice O'Neill joke. Lock your your wife and a dog outside and then let them in and see who's nicer.
Congratulations to the small village in Siberia region of Russia. Oymyakon. It's now 88 below.
Yeah, I saw that. Eyelashes are freezing. Two dudes' car broke down, and they were simply trying to walk about 100 yards to a barn. Both of them, there were four guys. Two of them froze to death because they didn't have good clothes. It was 88 Fahrenheit, 88 below. That's unbelievable. And they showed a picture of somebody who stood in it for a second. Their eye liquid on their eyelashes froze their eyelashes completely white.
Yep. 2 degrees off their record.
Was it really?
1933, it hit minus 90. Oh. So the town figured out, we're cold here, and let's put a giant thermometer up in the village. That maybe will become a tourist attraction.
Yeah, that's what people are going to want to go see. That thing plummet into the low negative 80s.
By the way, the original Menomina, according to the internet, is from 1969, Brady.
Ooh. So
it does sound more pornish.
Ooh.
Yeah, they have 68 on mine. Man, so,
they wrote it in 68 and published in 69. It. This is the original Menomina?
A little more bouncy.
Yeah, I could see a 60s porno breaking out here.
Oh, yeah.
It's Austin Powers party going on.
That's right, yeah.
I could see that. Yeah, I saw a thing that Russia's all-time record, not just that city's, but Russia's all-time record in some place in Siberia was negative 98 Fahrenheit.
Holy crap.
And that's like an unlivable, uninhabitable place. That, it's got people in it, but that city is 90.
That one said 90.
That's that city.
But
the Russia has a spot that their lowest
cooler
recorded
spot
temperature
in that Siberia?
Negative 98 degrees.
Isn't that crazy? It's the credibility of the reading of the...
But still.
Yeah.
If Russia, and that's just that town. They said that town's record, it almost broke that area's record. They've got one other spot that was negative 98 degrees.
They have a nice city park where you can go see that.
Negative 50 Celsius, it says on that thing. And that's just the reading. If there's any wind at all, it just breaks you into, like, glass.
Yeah.
Blood coming out of your lungs.
And, of course, it thrills people who want to argue about global warming, which I think is a great fight. Because when it's hot, the global warming people are like, see, it's 105 in North Dakota again. But when it's cold, they're like, you can't judge it off the weather.
What you don't understand is it's wild temperature swings both ways.
Well, then that's not warming.
That explains weather.
Right, exactly. And if the old record was in the 50s, we're doing all right. Just clean it up. Pick up your mess. That's all I ask.
Pornhub posted its annual year in review last week. Now they've released some of the new stats on the porn viewing habits of specific states. Like Wyoming searched for the term furry more than any other state.
Oh. Ah. Mm.
And in 7 states, the top term, search term was giantist. Giantist.
Giantist?
Yeah.
What's
giantist? So a giant.
Spell that.
Email, a tall.
Giant.
I think you're misplacing a T and an S there.
Giantism?
Giantess.
Oh, giantess, as in a female giant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Giantess. Got it. Because I thought you were saying giantist.
The 7 states.
T and an S mixed up there.
Yeah. One who deals only in giants. A giantist.
So the 7 states were Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
And these are porn
Virginia,
searches?
New Jersey, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Simple porn search.
Yes.
Furry is Wyoming. What does giantess get you, Toledo? I've never searched giantess.
Kim Kardashian's butt?
Oh, that's Minotaur. She's not a giant. She's got a giant ass. Giant ass.
America is still obsessed with her sex tape.
Period.
Came out over a decade ago, and it's still
around.
One of the most searched.
Now you look at it, and you're like, what are the differences between her face now and then? And they're drastic. Oh, these are those. I love these videos.
Well,
they take porn stars and they superimpose them over cities like Godzilla. I have seen this. I didn't know this was a full genre of stuff. But
this is their thing?
They make them look gargantuan in their photos by making them smash Tokyo and stuff. And then those are awesome videos, the Pixar-looking sluts.
Rihanna
coming out of the Pacific. And then there's a girl actually blowing up New York, which is...
That's not good.
Seemingly bad, I think. Giantess. Huh. Is that a porn search or is that just a Google search?
This is a Google search. You want me to go to TubeBait?
Yeah, give me the porn one.
The other thing they said is the porn viewing stopped in Hawaii after the missile alarm.
It zeroed.
Then
huh?
surged once it turned out to be fake.
I'm not seeing much on the Giantess.
Tomoka? Is this...
Whoa. Oh. Look out. Is that a woman?
Whoa.
Oh, it's Japan, of course. Oh, and then this Japanese guy's being eaten alive by a huge black ass. Oh, my Lord.
Well, she's only black from her
Turn that
leotard.
Down. Oh, those are just tights?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. That's not sushi. Get your nose out of there. What are we looking at? Oh, my God. She is a gargantuan woman.
And then the other one is...
He's jumping up.
Who is turned on by this?
Lilu.
Okay, this looks normal. She's just... Man, this girl's just making a mess of cake.
Yeah, this isn't...
She's not having any fun.
That's not what we thought it was.
Anyway, I like the little Japanese guy getting devoured by that giant.
Giantess.
I think it's funny. I'm not going to be aroused by it ever in my life.
Yeah, no. Not so much.
It just looks like it stunk.
Oh.
Well, it did. Yeah,
of course it did.
You can't put your nose in that spot of a fat woman's ass and not smell terrible, terrible things.
I prefer this one.
Yeah, I just like the giants laying on the beach.
61-year-old Bill Rutger lives in Tarpon Springs, Florida. He called 911 around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday, told the operator, "My wife, she's an arachnid."
Uh-oh. She's a spider.
I need you to get over here and remove her. So he was, speech was kind of slurred a little bit, but.
Influenced.
Nothing happened. Then he called back at 3 a.m. I'm telling you, my wife, she's a black widow. They cuffed him when they went to the house. He was,
of course.
But
was she?
Good little mugshot. No, she was not a black widow.
No. Should look into it just in case.
Yeah, they did. They checked it out.
And then make him put his meth pipe down. See that other dude downtown, the hostage, took more people hostage again here?
What?
Got four girls, and this one lady was at a bus stop on like 51st and Southern, got bonked in the back of the head, woke up naked in some strange house with some guy laughing at her, and then he just reaches over and burns her with his crack pipe a couple of times. She gets loose. Her whole body ached. Cops are like, "You've been just bludgeoned. I don't know how long you've been
in there." You don't like bus stops, but don't you think you'd notice that?
She was standing there, and then some guy came up, and it seemed normal. And the next thing you know, she's like sitting, honk, she's out.
Wow.
I hate bus stops.
This is the first. For some reason, Trader Joe's made a list of their most popular items in 2017. So the most popular product overall was the frozen orange chicken. The Mandarin Orange Chicken at Trader Joe's.
That's the winner.
Yeah, their top dessert was Hold the Cone Mini Vanilla Ice Cream Cones.
Man, you and I have drastically different times on the internet, Brady. Searching out stories of...
Top cheese.
You and I might never care about.
Top cheese.
Cheddar cheese.
Top cheese is something only you
Only
do.
You've searched out.
Top cheese.
Wonder what the top cheese at Trader Joe's is. Am I flirting with number one on a reg?
Just missed it.
Oh, man.
Next year.
The top to go meal.
What's Tillamook? Tillamook cheese. Nobody buys that.
It's good stuff there.
Yeah, but nobody knows what it is. Every time, if you put Tillamook cheese in front of me, I think that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Like four times.
Tillamook.
You'd have to tell me every time what it is. What's this stuff here? What's this one? I've gotten the same cheese board from
Trip. You mean like if there's a the sharp, the extra sharp?
Got me, man. Trip comes by with a cheese board every time he comes to my house, and it's fantastic.
How many
Breaks
people on the board?
Huh? Like no, I'm going to stop it. Anyway, so the cheese board's on the thing, and there's like six different cheeses, and he brings the same one every time, and every time I'm like, what's that one? It's the same one I bring all the time. So I know cheese like this, the orange one, the grayish one, the one with the outside, the spotted one, and the speckly green.
Which one's the best?
They're all good.
Oh.
And you know
does
what
he,
else?
Does he bring
I don't know
one
which one is
the,
what. When I eat one, I'm like, I don't know what I just ate. Was that the speckly green or was that the one with the little rind on it?
Does he bring the one with the, it's like cheddar with the blue cheese in the...
Right there, you lost me.
Okay.
I don't know what's what.
Yeah, you can't go.
If you,
deep,
if you just put,
told you.
If you put, if you blindfolded me and gave me cheddar cheese, you know the only cheese I can identify, and it's only it's by sound, individually wrapped Velveeta slices. If I heard you unwrap it, then I would
know.
You
can identify cheese food.
Yeah, if you,
that's what it's called. It's
and opened it and gave me a Velveeta slice, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's a Velveeta slice based on the sounds I just heard. If you cut a piece of cheddar, I wouldn't know it.
You would know the difference between Swiss and cheddar. Easy.
I wouldn't know what's what.
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
I know they're different, Brady, but I wouldn't know what's – I wouldn't be comfortable guessing cheddar. I can't tell. I don't know what cheddar tastes like.
I think I'm with you on that. As long as you gave me a piece of Swiss that didn't obviously have holes in it.
Right. I'm not touching it.
I don't think
it.
I could – I don't think
you
I could identify
Swiss. You stuff it in my mouth,
Swiss.
I'd be like, it's cheese for sure, but I don't know what kind.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because there's 7 million cheeses.
Totally
we'll
agree. Do it.
Do it, because I swear I'm not doing it to be
– Munster, provolone. Provolone's just vanilla.
I like provolone. I couldn't identify it if you just stuffed it in my mouth and said, what are you eating? I'm like, eating some type of cheese.
Yep.
And then maybe I
there. I never thought about
right?
it that way, but yeah.
You can't stuff cheese in my mouth and have me know.
Different cheeses on sandwiches. Honestly, I just want cheese on the sandwich. It doesn't matter.
I just know I don't want it to be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want it to stink.
I'd be interested
I really don't
in
want like olives in
just
it
to take
or pimento.
Pimento loaf? Why?
Blech. Yeah, you put cheddar in my mouth. I'm not confident saying that's cheddar. It's cheese. Some type of cheese.
Sharp cheddar?
I don't know.
Medium cheddar? Colby Jack.
Delightful
there,
cheese.
There, I can understand that. Like the medium sharp and...
No idea.
You know, but...
We're just not connoisseurs like you, Brady.
I'm not a cheese connoisseur. I love cheese.
You
no
might be
clue.
Surprised.
I know I wouldn't.
If a sommelier is wine, what is the cheese
I can
name?
That's a good question.
Fromagier?
That probably is about
I
right.
would buy that, actually.
I'm going to believe you.
Yep.
I'm terrible at it. I can't. I have no discerning cheese taste.
I don't either.
I know when I hate it, and I know when
I
like it, but I don't know what it is.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans will eat a record amount of meat in 2018.
We're already on pace?
Yeah.
It's the third day, for Christ's sake.
Shouldn't that be a record every year, though?
How much product is being produced this year?
Yes. Take that, vegans. We're winning.
Domestic production will surpass 100 billion pounds for the first time as livestock owners expand their herds
yes.
on the back of cheap feed.
Does that worry you, Brady, as a meat man?
No, that's good.
That's good?
If meat prices go down.
Yeah, but isn't it worse meat?
That's true. Cheaper feed means worse beef.
No.
Yeah, it does.
It's the same feed. It's cheaper.
Oh, it's cheaper price.
Yeah, the cost.
Cheaper and like
you want your
quality.
Costs to go down. That
sure.
helps.
I thought it meant just cheaper quality.
Because
some of those steroid chickens
years,
are a little weird to look at.
They're tasty. Giant chickens are, once you get past the idea that this is not chicken-sized chicken.
More fatty, though.
That's what the taste is. Fat. That's where the real flavor lives.
Again, it comes down to, that's what the people think. That if the feed costs more, they're not going to be feeding the livestock or the chickens, you know, that kind of.
And also, more proof.
Because it's all about, you know, the cost. You want the cost cheaper. So when you think they're getting steroids, that costs more money. They're not paying for that.
Yeah.
They're.
And also, the bottom line is this little report you just did there, proof that nobody really, really, really cares about global warming. Like, as a nation, we don't care. If we're going to break the record for cows, because they're doing more damage to the air than anything else, the cow farms.
It's
and
the
stuff,
dairy more
because they're farts.
It's the dairy, yeah.
Yeah, because we
meat
have
meat cows aren't all
right.
aren't around that long, like
but
4 months.
Yeah, but there's so many, you're just churning them out and out and out, and then the processing and all that
lower
stuff.
Than that, but.
So they're you know they're farting and standing in fields and pooping all over the place. That messes up the air more than any other car problem or freeway. We're not serious about that. If it was real, if we were really on the precipice of like ruining the Earth's atmosphere, we'd just ban cows. Because they wouldn't be here without us. They're a prey animal.
There's a story about a 25-year-old woman from Sonora, Mexico, who got carried away with the Mexican tradition of eating tamales on Christmas. She binged, ate 20 of them.
Whoa.
Ended up being rushed to the hospital with food poisoning.
That's too much corn.
Due to the amount of food she ate. She's recovering, doing okay.
Too much food is called poisoning?
20 tamales.
Hey, you poison yourself.
Yeah,
you've overdone it. It's like alcohol poisoning. Too much of it.
Yeah.
I didn't think 20 would put a Mexican down, though. Like maybe a Swede or a Norwegian. 20 tamales seems...
Somebody not used to that diet?
Like, that's reasonable Mexican quantities for a Mexican. That's like an Irishman having four beers and being rushed to the hospital.
I'm sure there's plenty of Mexican men that did that.
Yeah, plenty of Mexican women too, Brady, if you've seen a few of those ladies. 20 seems reasonable for Mexican blood. I don't say, like, an Italian eating a whole lasagna wouldn't, like, they're not getting
Japanese
stopped.
Japanese guy eating 20 like, sushi rolls.
Yeah, like loading up on.
Dragon rolls.
Right. You drag some guy from Canada down and throw 20 tamales in his stomach, it's going to hurt.
A woman named Amber Bridges was working as a supervisor at the magistrate court in Indianapolis back in November of 2016 when some of her employees started complaining to her about one co-worker's chronic body odor.
Ugh.
So Amber bought a bunch of air fresheners and installed them all over the office. About 6 months later, the employee with the body odor complained to human resources that the air fresheners had created a hostile work environment. Amber was fired.
Oh, because he wouldn't wash?
Now she's suing the city of Indianapolis for wrongful termination.
Man, women will sue.
She's arguing that the employee's body odor is a disability, and since she was working to accommodate the circumstances under the Americans with Disabilities Act,
smelling
she should have
bad?
Lost her job. Yeah, she's trying to.
So the stink. It was a stinky lady.
Doesn't say.
Well, if she's suing because of the disability thing, she stinks.
No, she's saying she is helping out by honoring the
right.
disability. She's saying the body odor this person had is.
But you're protected.
That's
by the way, did you see the new disability? I'm taking advantage of this. It is recognized starting this year. I don't know everywhere, or I don't know the full rule on this, but it is recognized as a full disability to have chronic video game problems.
I saw that.
You play video games too much. You can't make it to work.
And chronic video game addiction.
Yeah, and now, because you're skipping work and stuff, it's looked at as an addiction like drugs or alcohol.
So you can get treatment.
Wait, you can't
for it.
Get fired.
So you can get a month off.
Yeah, you can just stay home and play video games all day long.
I thought I...
Because you're addicted to video games. I can't make it in anymore.
How many strikes do you get, though?
It's got to be a tight one. You have to see.
They'll find a way to fire you.
Well, come that's on. The thing. You have to... The problem is video game guys are like, I can't make it to work. I'm playing too many video games. Like, well, that's a disability. You have to go to, like, a rehab for that. So the company would have to pay for your 30 days in Malibu to not play video games.
Man, if you made it to Malibu.
Nice. Sounds pretty great. If you want a free 30-day vacation, so look, got the carpal tunnel. All I think about is Call of Duty. I can't really focus here. I'm addicted to video games. They have to help you.
Oh, I'm just going to play a little. It's been 30 days.
I think I can manage it.
After work.
Just a little. Just get an eyeball on it, and I'll be all right. How about that, though? It's an American Disabilities Act. And so is smelling bad?
What? If you have a problem, you can't control it. I guess it's a disability.
What, not showering?
Produces,
but the person who stinks said it was hostile because they know they stink.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything about it?
Putting up all those pine tree rearview mirror things in the office made her feel bad.
And maybe obviously he's probably getting harassed. Or he knew why, or she knew right. why she was hanging up those air fresheners.
I stink, and you guys have to deal with it because I'm sick.
Yeah.
I think there are some people that just... They can't get rid of it. No matter
you can't,
how
right? You know, but if you're a guy, if that person, I mean, is bullied, that's why. I mean, you know, like saying, "Oh, if."
But since when is it bullying to just simply complain?
How about this though? The person clearly is aware.
Well, he didn't right away after 6 months of.
But the person,
that's what I mean. 6 months of it. That's,
no,
they're obviously aware they stink.
Yeah.
So
and
what's the problem with going? I know I smell. Put up some air fresheners.
I call that bullying the other way. She's bullying people with her scent.
Yeah. If you know
again,
you stink.
I don't know what, you know, give me some, you know, was it the cologne that she didn't like or was it the real.
Just body odor.
Yeah. And you'd have to do something about it. How do you address that?
You just take them into the HR and say, look,
doesn't
we've gotten
some complaints.
Doesn't the
manager have to step up to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
if
you
it's
get
cologne,
in trouble.
That can be stopped like tomorrow. If it's somebody's natural scent where they're actually getting disability for it.
Yeah.
Or that they're recognized as a disabled person.
Yeah.
Then you should be able to hang air fresheners.
Then yeah.
Or sit them in the basement or something. And have a stink room.
98. What? 98. No way. 98.